here with Mountain America's very own Sterling Nielsen. You are the winner of the 2019 Outstanding Chief Executive Award. Congratulations.
Well, thank you.
Well done. How does it feel to win this award?
Well, more anything, humbling.
Yeah.
It is a humbling to be recognized. And I guess it's more humbling when you figure that this is the staff and my board of directors that recommended me for it.
So, oh, okay.
So it means a lot.
All right. So they nominated, they put you up for it, so
that's
to speak.
Right, that's
well,
right.
Well deserved. So, so why do you think you guys, or you won, I mean, besides your board and all these people putting you up for the award, what's behind it all?
At first, I thought it was a mistake.
Who's playing a joke?
Yeah, yes,
what's going on?
But really, it's the great work that our staff has been doing. There's so many wonderful things they're doing. Really been able to take care of the members very well. Once again, all comes down to how well do you take care of those members.
Right, right.
And they've done a fantastic job.
Yeah. Yeah, like we were talking before the recording, I've always kind of been an admirer of Mountain America Cutting, because you guys are doing not only like some cutting edge stuff, but you guys are really out there in the community. I mean, you really fulfill the credit union mission to like the 10th degree. So you guys are doing some great work. So I've always kept an eye on you whenever you're in the news and things like that. Oh, what are they doing now? So I've always been an admirer of your shop.
You know, it's very important for us to be a member of the community in which we serve.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, being in five states, it makes it a little more challenging.
Yeah.
But we've been very involved in it, and we've been finding people that are doing great things and partnering with them,
mm-hmm.
helping them out, and it's really made a big difference because it's part of who we are.
Yeah.
But also helps the community and helps bring everybody up.
No doubt, no doubt. So what does this award mean to not only you but your credit union as well, and all the staff, all the folks that do all the hard work?
I look at the reward really for what we're trying to do for the members.
Mm-hmm.
It's just saying, hey, you guys are doing a good job at taking care of the members. You're in the community. You're making a difference.
Yeah.
I look at it more than just for me. It's the credit.
It's a team. That's a team thing for sure. And so what's next for Mountain America? I mean, obviously you're going to continue the successful run you guys are having, but what other steps are you guys going to take to maybe even up your game a little bit more?
Oh, we are always looking for new ways to serve the members. We have a long list. In fact, next few days, I'm meeting with all my managers. I'm giving them the road plan for the next 5 years.
Oh, good for you. Right on.
And it's really exciting because we look at what the future is, and it's so much more of what we've seen, so much more success,
mm-hmm.
but also a lot more challenge because we have to step up our game. We have a lot of very formidable competitors out there.
Mm-hmm.
So how do we step up our game? How do we compete with people that are doing a great job and be that much better and really earn the members' business
mm-hmm.
with every interaction?
Mm-hmm.
So that's been our challenge, and that's what we've been focusing on. People talk about being large or growth. That's only the result of doing things right.
Right, exactly.
And so just because it worked last year, that's just gone.
That's right.
Let's just move on. And how are we going to be better?
Yeah, because the pace of business and the pace of technology is moving so fast. Like you said, what worked yesterday may not work tomorrow. So.
Well, and that's hard part of the challenge we're facing. And this is part of my message, really. I'm going to give my message probably for tomorrow.
Okay.
is things are moving so much faster than they used to. We can't move at the same pace.
Right.
We've got to do things differently.
Right.
And we've really got to just really work together as a team. We're actually bringing in a coach that really knows how to help us make that really good team, cohesive team,
mm-hmm.
so we can make fast decisions,
mm-hmm.
good decisions as a team.
Yeah, that's a have to today. Now
mm-hmm.
it's kind of our new normal now.
Mm-hmm.
So good stuff. And speaking of that stuff, my last question for you is, if you can get your crystal ball out, I know this is really difficult to do sometimes, but we're heading into 2020 already. What's the outlook that you see for credit unions next year?
You know, I've heard all these things all over the board, recession, this and that. I actually think 2020 is going to be a good year.
Really? Okay, good.
Yeah,
glad to hear it.
I still think rates are going to be low. We're going to have a good opportunity to save our members money.
Yeah.
They still need our help, and we have an opportunity to do so, especially with the low interest rates.
Yeah.
So I still think it's going to be good. Now, do I think it's going to be as good as maybe in some of the areas? Probably not. We probably won't have auto loans being quite as robust, and in some markets, maybe real estate will slow down a little bit. But this is a great opportunity out there. Rates are still great. Let's take advantage of it. Help the members out.
Well, I mean, auto lending has just been off the charts. I mean,
that's
really been abnormally great. And
yes.
so any type of check is going to bring us back to normal, I guess.
Well,
so
it's still really, going to be really good.
Yeah, exactly.
So we're really optimistic about 2020.
Good deal. I am too. I think it's going to be a great year as well. So good stuff. All right, Sterling, anything else to add to wrap up here?
Hey, it's a great honor to be with you.
Oh, thank you. Likewise. Well, congratulations again. Well deserved. And look forward to more big things from you guys in 2020.
Okay, great. Thanks.
Sterling, thank you so much.